It's 6:04. I'm Carson Cooper, WUSF 89.7 News. After a traffic nightmare yesterday afternoon, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge across Tampa Bay has reopened. The bridge was closed yesterday mid-morning after a tanker carrying fuel crashed and burst into flames in the southbound lanes approaching the bridge. The driver is okay. Florida Highway Patrol has now reopened all those lanes north and southbound on the bridge. Florida is not producing oranges like it used to. Nick Evans reports that the U.S. Department of Agriculture predicts this year's crop down more than 15% from last year.
Greening has put the squeeze on Florida's citrus industry. Forecasts from the USDA project falling yields across the board. But even after a decade fighting the disease, Florida Citrus Mutual spokesman Andrew Meadows says some growers remain optimistic.
As a farmer, you're used to dealing with curveballs and knuckleballs and screwballs and everything else, not just fastballs right down the middle. So it's hard to categorize all growers, but there are a good significant amount that are optimistic.
Scientists have yet to develop a comprehensive solution, but steam treatments and bactericides have shown some promise. And even though harvests have fallen year after year, citrus in Florida remains a multi-billion dollar industry, supporting more than 60,000 jobs. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Nick Evans in Tallahassee.
49 wooden crosses honoring the victims of the Pulse nightclub massacre last month have moved. They now have a home at the Orange County Regional History Center. A man from Illinois made the crosses and delivered them to Orlando Regional Medical Center in the days after the tragedy. Orlando Health plans to create a paver garden outside the hospital to honor the nightclub victims. Some folks were hanging out on the beach at Don Pedro State Park in Charlotte County last weekend and found something rather unusual. Yes, that was 2.5 pounds of powdered cocaine there in the sand. Charlotte County Sheriff's Office said it weighed actually 2.58 pounds. Investigators are still trying to figure out where it came from. A little farther up the beach, a million or so could get you a beach cottage owned by former governor and current congressional candidate Charlie Crist. Crist is selling his 1,480-square-foot cottage on St. Pete Beach. He bought the place last year when the new congressional boundaries were still up in the air. Once the boundaries were set, the Crists found themselves with two homes in the same district. He admitted last year that's why he bought the house, to guarantee residents in the district he wants to represent. Tampa Bay Times reports that the asking price could be $1.3 million, which would be nearly $400,000 more than he paid for it last year. Look for a 50% chance for showers or thunderstorms this afternoon, high 93. Julie Marquez of News 9 says a few storms overnight, a low 78, and about the same for tomorrow, Friday, and through the weekend. This is WUSF 89.7. It's 6:07.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.